It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. As you know, we have started this new program. We are talking about Jesus is the healer. Our God heals today. And not only that, God has given the power to His disciples also to heal. And so we are going to learn some of the examples from New Testament, some of the examples from the Old Testament. The reason I'm doing this program, I want people to believe that Jesus Christ heals today and He can use His people to do the same. Today we are going to see the example of Abraham. As you know, God called Abraham and told him to just come out of from his parents or his father's house. Abraham is coming from the Seth family. And Noah also came from the Seth family. That means they were religious, they were godly people. But somehow they became idol worshippers. And God wanted Abraham to get out of the idol worshippers' place. And that's why God called Abraham. When God called Abraham, at that time he was 75 years old. And his wife, almost 65 years old. And so when God called them, and you read this their story in Genesis chapter 12. He called him, and if you read Genesis chapter 12 verses 1 to 3, he said to him, "Whoever blesses you, they will be blessed. Whoever curses you, they will be cursed." That means God gave him the promise, no one has power to destroy you, but you have power to bless them or curse them. They have no power to curse. If they curse, they will be cursed. If they bless, they will be blessed. No one can curse the child of God, and the enemy's curse won't come to us. Because if you read in Isaiah chapters 54, it says, nothing will harm us when God's protection is on us. So here we see Abraham is coming, and now Abraham made a little mistake. There are several mistakes I'll point you out, but those mistakes and those things are not sin in those times. For example, Abraham, now he's supposed to ask God, "What should I do? There is a famine. There is an Egypt close by. Shall I go there?" But he didn't ask, and he went to Egypt. And the word of God says Egypt is the sin place, or Egypt is compared to sin. And so you're going down to Egypt, you're going to go to sinful place, because those people were idol worshippers. They're God's enemy. So he goes there, and here we see in Genesis chapter 12, Pharaoh's son, the princess of Pharaoh, saw Abraham's wife is beautiful. Abraham said to his wife, "You tell everybody that you are my sister." And he told everybody, "She is my sister." And people say, Abraham lied, Sarah lied, and why God blessed them? So if we lied, we would not be punished. But in those days, there was no law that if you lie, you'll go to hell. The word of God says in St. John chapter 1 verse 17, law came by Moses, but the grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now here the law says, Mosaic law said, if you lie, if you do lie testimony or false testimony, you will be punished. And what Jesus says, even the grace came by Jesus Christ and truth came by Jesus Christ, Jesus says, yes, yes, no, no, more than that is sin. And Revelation chapter 21 verse 8, it says, all liars will go to hell. So don't take the Abraham's example and start committing sin, lying and say we will go to heaven. The liars will go to hell. But the point is here. When he went there, the Pharaoh's son was attracted to Sarah. When he attracted to Sarah, and he might have talked to his father or someone, and they took Sarah to their house. And see what God did. As soon as they did that, the word of God says in chapter 12, if you read from verse 10 to 20, they got a plague. And that plague was not ordinary, but it was a great plague. And as you know, plague means people can die. And so we don't know what kind of plague, but the people start dying. Pharaoh and his son might have thought, because of Sarah, this thing happened. And so he comes to Abraham and says, what did you do? Why are you sending curse to us? Or why are you doing this to us? And he said, we didn't know that Sarah was your wife. He said, well, Sarah is my sister. I didn't tell you a lie, because Sarah was really his half-sister. But the point I'm making, as soon as Pharaoh gave up the Sarah and Abraham got the Sarah, and because of Sarah, Abraham got a lot of money from Pharaoh, and then he said, get out of my town. Now just think, there was a famine. And Abraham went to Egypt. If Abraham would have asked God, shall I go to Egypt? God would have said, I will give you rain. I will bless you here. If you remember, Genesis chapter 26, similar situation. Isaac had a famine in the land. And he did not go to Egypt. But the word of God says he sowed in that land. At that time, in the time of famine, and he got hundredfold in return. And his enemy were jealous and enemy to him. So the point I was saying, Abraham made a mistake, but still God did not punish Abraham, but he punished the enemy. After that, maybe when Sarah was almost 90 years old, at that time, they were coming to one place, and the prince of Gerar, he saw Abraham's wife so attractive. Abraham, same things, said to his wife, tell them that you are my sister. And he told everybody, she is my sister. And so the king, this is not a princess now, this is the king. King took his wife. Now, can you imagine, at that time, Pharaoh's son, when he took Abraham's wife, that time she was almost 65 years old. Now she is almost 90 years old. She might be pregnant or going to be pregnant. And that's the time this king saw this, she is beautiful, and took her in. But when he took her in, God did a miracle there again. Something happened. The man got sick, all other people got sick. Not only that, some of the ladies who were pregnant could not deliver their babies. Means they might be 8 months, 9 months, 10 months, still could not deliver the baby. And you know how painful it is when your due date is over and you cannot deliver the baby. It's very uncomfortable. And so this was the situation. And not only that, if you read that chapter, you have to read Genesis chapter 20 verses 1 to 18. Here the Lord says to this king, you are a dead man. He got a dream. And in his dream, God says, you are a dead man. He says, how come? What did I do? Then he says, you took Abraham's wife. He said, I'm innocent. I did not touch her. God says, I did not allow you to touch her either. Because of sickness and disease, people cannot have what they want to do, sex life, when you are very sick and very weak and you have disease or you have no strength, you cannot do anything. So God made this person, king, so weak, so he could not do any harm to Abraham or his wife. And then God said to him, you know what? Take Abraham's wife, give it back to him, and he is a prophet, and he will pray for you. And if you don't do it, you will surely die, and your loved ones, means whole kingdom, will be destroyed. The man brings the wife to Abraham, and then you can read how he discussed with him and why he did this and that. And Abraham said, that is my half-sister, but you people do not have fear of God. That's why I said this. The point I'm making here, God blessed Abraham. God protect Abraham. Why? Because Abraham heard the voice of God and followed God. Book of Hebrews, if you read chapter 11, verses 8 to 10, the word of God says Abraham was looking for a city. And he says that city has foundation, and his builder and maker is God. So that means Abraham was looking further than where the place is called milk and honey, or flowing milk and honey, or the promised land. He was looking for the city. And as you read in the Revelation chapter 21, that city has 12 foundations. He said he's looking for the city has foundations. Didn't say foundation. So the point I'm making, Abraham had the vision. God called him, he followed him, and God blessed him. Whoever tried to harass him, those people were punished. And this king gave him also, Abraham, some money and told him to get out of my land. And when the Egyptian also told him to get out of my land, God protected him even the time of famine, and God gave him the prosperity. The point I'm making here, if you are a child of God, if you are called by God, you are living by faith, because Abraham called, he was a friend of God, because he believed in God, he trusted in God, he became a righteous man because of his faith. Do you know our faith and our righteousness is greater than Abraham? I'll prove it to you from the word of God. St. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, as many as received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, to them God the Father gives you authority to be called the sons of God. Jesus Christ is called the Son of God, but when you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are also called the sons of God. So that's a great blessing. Now here is Abraham is a friend. The friend of God doing signs and wonders and miracles. Living in prosperity. Living in health. No enemy was able to attack him. But God was blessing him wherever he went. That's the way the children of God are supposed to be. Wherever we go, God should bless us, and because of us, other people should be blessed. That's why God has called us. But we are not shining for the glory of God. As I said a few minutes ago, Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17, no weapon formed against us will not prosper. That means nobody has power to destroy us. Whatever the weapon they have, those weapons will not work against us. See, Egyptian, they were very, very rich people, as well as they had the army and everything. They could not do any harm to Abraham. King of Gerar, he was king. He did not do any harm to Abraham. Simply said, please leave our country and go and get the gifts. Point I'm making, our God is a good God. He has called us with a definite high calling. We are the children of God. And whatever is belong to God is belong to us. Whatever Jesus did, he said, you can do also. And you can do greater things. We read already in St. John chapter 14 verse 12. So God has given us more authority and more power. But we are not using it. We are afraid. We are scared. And we do not have the faith to do those things. The word of God says, book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Our faith we should put in Christ Jesus. And God guided him. And he says he was looking for the city who has foundation and whose maker and builder is God. We are the children of God. God has called us with a definite purpose. Do you know when God talked to his disciples, he says, stay in Jerusalem, I will send you the Holy Spirit, and don't leave the city. And when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you will be my witnesses. Starting from Jerusalem, then Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the world. That is the promise. But the disciples also failed. They didn't want to leave the Jerusalem. They wanted to stay in Jerusalem. They didn't want to go and preach to the heathens. You remember when Peter baptized the Cornelius family? They started fighting with him. Why did you do that? And then he said, God filled them with the Holy Spirit just like us. And then their mouth was shut. And the first a preacher went to Samaria, that's Philip. He did signs and wonders and miracles, baptized so many people, even the sorcerer, he baptized. So God used ordinary man. He was not apostle. He was not like a Peter, John, or James. He was just called ordinary man to feed the people or do the table service. But when he went by faith to the heathens, God used him mightily. Even though eunuch, he was a rich man and a treasurer, but God gave Philip grace to run after his chariot, stop him and ask him what you're reading, and gave him the explanation, told him about salvation, water baptism, and everything. And this man was convinced and took a baptism from Philip. From that we know, ordinary man Philip can do signs and wonders and miracles, and you could talk to higher authorities and baptize them. Why can we use the same power? Why can we use the same authority? If you read in Jeremiah chapter 1, when I was young, very young, and God called me, and one of my senior pastor told me, go and be a pastor to one church. And I was very young. And I was in the ministry for a short time. And I said, Lord, I'm just a child. And then God gave me grace to read that Jeremiah chapter 1. Don't say I'm a child. Wherever I send you, go. Whatever I tell you to do. And root out and build. So I learned. When I went there, they were believers like a 40 years, 60 years, 80 years Pentecostal believer. And I was a young man. But God gave me grace to preach the gospel. And there were 5 ministers working in that place. And now I was alone. But I did Bible studies, prayer meeting, evening service, everything. And not only that, the church grew. And I went and bought another place, bigger than the place I was using. The point I'm making, God has called us with a definite high calling. We cannot say I'm a child. We cannot say I don't have experience. We cannot say I cannot do it. I never prayed for anybody. Just do it by the grace of God, because we are not the healer. Jesus is. Use the name of Jesus. There was another minister. He said, I used to go to another countries. And I said, pray for name of Buddha, pray for name of Rama, and pray for any other name, and nothing would happen. And then I pray in the name of Jesus, and miracle would happen. He set an example. Our God is a greater than any other gods. Jesus' name is above all names. The blood of Jesus Christ has a power to heal, deliver, and set free. The word of God says he took beating on his back, and with his stripes we are healed. We have a message to the world. We have to tell other people. See, if God used Abraham to do the miracles, And God used him to tell others, my God is greater than your God. And no one had power to destroy him or curse him or even punish him. We are the children of God. God has given us power. Not only children of God, I want to go one step further. Once you are born again, you are a child of God. But once you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you get baptized, you fill with the Holy Spirit, and then the Word of God says, now you are the bride of Christ. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot be bride of Christ. And so when you are bride of Christ, and here is a friend, Abraham, or any Old Testament person, they will be called friend. We have more intimate relationship with Jesus because we are a bride of Christ. Friend had some relationship with somebody, but the wife and husband, their intimate relationship is very deep. That's why the St. Paul said, our relationship with Jesus Christ is like a husband and wife, and that's a mystery. So we are one flesh, flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. So we have more power to do the signs and wonders and miracles. As I said, I'm serving the Lord since 1956. Can you imagine how many years God is using me? That's why each and every time I'll be giving an example what God is doing and how God is using me. So here we see, God has given us chance, just like Abraham, a greater than Abraham. So what we supposed to say? We supposed to say people or tell people, our God is greater. I can tell you, now this Abraham prayed for not only one person, but the whole country. And all these people got healed. So just think, those people were having problem not delivering baby, and they were stuck. But as soon as Abraham prayed, everything was normal. Just think, somebody comes to you and say, pray for me, I don't have children, and could you please pray for me? What you would say? You say, well, I'm not a doctor, go for checkup. There is a one family came, they went for checkup. The man and woman both had defect. They could not have children. They came to church. It's a long story. I'm cutting it short. They came to church, and myself and my wife laid hand on this lady's womb. We went to their house and prayed. And I told her, God is going to give you a son, and then you dedicate that son for the glory of God. Later on, I heard, she got a son, and that son was a missionary to Iraq. Then later on, God gave her a daughter also. So she has a son and daughter. How it happened? Doctor says it's impossible. You cannot have children. But I prayed by faith, and they got children. See, they did something wrong to Abraham, took his wife. God shut their womb, could not have children. So when I tell people, when you have a problem, come to Jesus Christ. Give your heart to the Lord. If you want children, do you promise that you train your children in the Lord? And they can be servant of God. Everybody doesn't have to be a pastor or a minister. There are so many different kinds of ministry we have in the Word of God. Yesterday I was listening to one man, and he said, God called me for the ministry. I went to Bible school, I studied the Word and did everything, but I could not do the pastor's job. But today I'm making Christian movies. And so that's the ministry. When I'm saying to the parents, dedicate your children to God, and God will use them, but your job to train them. And so any sickness, any disease is nothing impossible with God. As I told you, impossible that they were not going to have children. I prayed in the name of Jesus, they got a children. Let me pray. I'm going to pray for you. What is your problem? I don't know. If God shows me, I can tell you, but time is very limited. You might be asking God to give children, or your children might be sick, or you might be sick. Doctor told you there is nothing we can do. You might be Hindu, Muslim, or nominal Christian, or a believer, and you don't believe that God can heal. But I guarantee you, God wants to heal you right now. I'm going to pray for you. Just pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Give me grace to follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. When you pray this prayer, that means you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Healing is children's bread. So I'm going to pray for you. Now God is going to heal you. Whatever incurable disease, whatever the things you were not able to do before, you can do it now. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, whoever listening to my voice or watching this program, if they are sick, afflicted, or their children are sick, or somebody told them you have cancer, or you have some kind of incurable disease, and it's impossible, doctor cannot do it, I pray in the name of Jesus, let each and everyone be healed by the power of God. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. God heard my prayer. You do the things which you were not able to do before. Time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.